This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023. The ARRL Board of Directors election results are in. ARRL Great Lakes Division Vice Director Scott Yonley, N8SY of Lexington, Ohio, defeated candidate Michael Calder, W8CI, for the position of Division Director. Yonley will assume the role when Director Dale Williams, W8EFK, who has held the seat since 2014, completes his current term at the end of the year. In the Atlantic Division, Vice Director Martin Pichinger, KB3MXM of Owings Mills, Maryland, defeated candidate Robert Weinstock, W3RQ, for the seat. In the Dakota Division, Vice Director Lynn Nelson, W0ND of Minot, North Dakota, defeated candidate Matthew Holden, K0BBC. Winners will assume their roles for terms beginning January 1st, 2024. Those were the only contested races in this year's election cycle for Director and Vice Director. In August, the following incumbents running unopposed in this election cycle were declared winners. Atlantic Division Director Robert Formiglio, K3RF, Dakota Division Director Bill Lippert, AC0W, Delta Division Director David Norris, K5UZ, and Vice Director Ed Hutchins, WB4RHQ, Midwest Division Director Arthur Zeiglebaum, K0AIZ, and Vice Director David Proper, K2DP. In the Great Lakes Division, Roy Hook, W8REH, will be the next Vice Director. Hook ran unopposed for the seat vacated by Director-elect Yonley. ARRL is governed by an all-volunteer board of directors. Elections are held for 5 of the 15 ARRL divisions each year for terms of 3 years. Elections were also held for section managers, and you can see the full section manager election results on ARRL News. A silent key to report, Thomas Tom T. Ciciora, KA9QPN of Sandwich, Illinois, has become a silent key. He was 66 years old and served as section manager of the ARRL Illinois section from 2006 to 2017. He was also an ARRL Life member. According to his obituary, Ciciora was active in several amateur radio clubs and had been the director of the Sandwich Emergency Management Agency. Ciciora was involved in emergency communications, and he was frequently quoted in ARRL News during his time as section manager to highlight the work of radio amateurs in Illinois. Information regarding services may be found in the online obituary. ARRL mystery boxes are back. On Black Friday weekend, there are 2 mystery boxes to choose from. The first applies to orders for the new 25th hardcover edition ARRL antenna book. The second, the commemorative hardcover collector's edition of the Handbook 100. Each mystery box includes a book and other bonus items. For $79.95 each, they're a great deal and the perfect gift for every amateur radio operator on your holiday list. Watch your email over the weekend for special Cyber Monday offers, including free shipping on U.S. orders over $30, and members can subscribe to receive special offers via email at www.arrl.org/opt-in-out. Black Friday mystery boxes are also available November 24th through 26th, 2023. You need to be logged into the website to check out, and no returns on exchanges on the mystery boxes. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. This week we had the very first pink CubeSat launched from a SpaceX rocket on November 11th. The satellite is also the first to be given a family name. Boris Prochek financed the satellite and named it after his daughter, Veronica. The Veronica, as it is called, has telemetry, digipeater, a CW beacon, and will experiment with SSDV transmissions. The downlink is 436.680 MHz. Telemetry was reported just hours after launch. One interesting payload is their ADEX, or Attitude Determination and Control System. If you happen to be planning a trip to the Kennedy Space Center, a good time to do it will be February 22nd through February 24th. That will be the 40th anniversary celebration of positive impact of amateur radio on human spaceflight. Further information at eris.org. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Happy Thanksgiving. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Well, when 10 meters is open, amazing things can happen. Lou Romero, W4LT, knows that very well. He said, when 10 is open, I often venture up into the top of the band to see if there's any FM activity. I've always liked to use 10 FM, especially when conditions are marginal, to observe the Faraday phase distortion on signals. Before FT8, 10 FM was always a good way to discover where the band was propagating to. In addition to the beacons, if you hear FM, especially repeaters operating, then the propagation is really good, he said. At about 1500 Zulu on October 23, 2023, the band was open. Romero stated that he went to the top of the band and found multiple signals in both simplex and via repeaters. Usually, I receive a repeater in New York City, KQ2H, one of the strongest signals I can get down here in Florida, where 10 is open. But today, there was another strong signal of 10 kilohertz above it, he said. And using a Flex 6400 at 75 watts and a C32XR beam at 108 feet, he had heard an ID through the splatter from KQ2H repeater. It was HB9HD in Switzerland. He set up for the split and reduced the power to 75 watts on the Flex and gave the repeater kerchunk, and he was able to contact a Swiss ham, Rene HB3XVR, on the repeater's 70-centimeter link. As solar cycle 25 continues to rise towards its peak, amateurs can expect to encounter more exciting propagation, especially on the 10 and 6-meter bands. In this case, the signals traveled roughly 9,800 miles round trip. Of course, your mileage may vary. The Tuscan Amateur Packet Radio Incorporated Group, known as TAPER, will hold an online mini-digital communications conference on December 9, 2023, from 1700 to 2230 UTC. Login details for the conference will be available at https://taper.org prior to December 9th. TAPER is an international amateur radio organization that was founded in Tucson, Arizona in 1991 by a group of amateurs interested in developing a terminal node controller for amateur use. More information about the TAPER mini-conference is available at ARRL.org. The Long Mount Amateur Radio Club, LARC, and the Northern Colorado Amateur Radio Club, NCARC, will help kids get into the holiday spirit by putting Santa Claus on the air. On November 27th through December 10th, 2023, Santa will be on the NCARC and LARC repeaters, including Echolink node W0ENO-R8305. For those interested in participating, the LARC repeater frequencies will be 147.24 up with a PL of 100 and 448.800 with a PL of 88.5. The NCARC repeater frequency will be 447.700 with a PL of 100. Send will also send a QS Air card to every kid who talks to him during the event. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues, and at the VOTA website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including November 29th through December 5th, Rhode Island, W1AW/1, Florida, W1AW/4, and Delaware, W1AW/3. Upcoming contest, November 22nd, it's the SKCC Sprint, that's CW. On November 23rd, the RSGP 80-meter Autumn Series, CW there as well. November 25th through the 26th, the ARRL EME Contest, CW Phone and Digital. And also November 25th through the 26th, the CQ Worldwide DX Contest, that is CW, of course. November 27th, the RSGP F4 FT4 contest, FT4 of course, and on November 29th, the UKE ICC 80-meter contest, that is CW. Upcoming Section, State, and Division conventions, December 8th through the 9th, the Tampa Bay Ham Fest hosting the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention, that's in Plant City, Florida. January 6th, Ham Radio University hosting the ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention. That's in Brookville, New York. And a reminder that ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut will be closed in observance of Thanksgiving on Thursday and Friday, November 23rd through the 24th, 2003. There will be no W1AW bulletins, code practice, or visitor operations during that time. Offices will reopen at 8 a.m. Eastern on Monday, November 27th, 23. We wish you and yours a happy holiday, and we're thankful for your membership and support. And finally this week, thanks to the Villages Amateur Radio Club in the Villages, Florida, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.